That's well. I guess Emerson wasn't in English, but
we are with Father Martin Dilly. He is at Mont San Alfonso's, which is a church there in Sobos. And he also has something called the immigrant camps in West Harley and other towns. And I was wondering what, first, good morning.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Marianne.
What is this thing about the immigrant camps? How does it work?
Well, there are two things. First, I've been working for 2 years with a group called Reaping the Harvest, which is a migrant ministry in the Hudson Valley with their brother Dan and Deidre and Kenny Gould. But a year ago, we decided, you know, we knew that Sopos was going to be closing next January. And I knew that I'm going to stay here. So we started a monthly meeting. We call it Family Faith Formation. We just sent out an invitation to any Hispanic families in the valley. And so since last July, it's like pasadilla, you know, like a family outing, and there's a theme on the faith. For instance, we're going to emphasize the rosary this next Saturday, because we're going to go all afternoon, and people bring their own food. The one word in Spanish that expresses what this is, what I learned in Latin America, acogida, and it really means more than welcome. It just means being brought in, accepted. It's just a rich word, and that's what we try to do, because, you know, there are a lot of other groups, the Episcopalian Church and the Jehovah's Witness, a lot of groups have their outreach to Hispanic people, and we have to have it too. I think Reaping the Harvest, though, is the only, you know, Roman Catholic outreach to migrant peoples. So, but what we're doing on Saturday is just not just to migrant peoples, but Hispanic people in the area. So they come from as far as Highland Falls, Beacon, you know, Kingston, and some of the people from the migrant camps also will come now, because that's begun to come real strong, you know, recently. So it's family formation for Hispanic people. That's what it is. And a mass is part of it, but that's not all of it. You know, it's just a coming together. It's joyful. And this Saturday, next Saturday, it'll be particularly joyful, because it'll hopefully be nice weather. You know, you've seen our grounds. It's beautiful, you know. It'd be hard to leave here.
So it is open to everybody to come and joy, I guess, bring a plate, or how does it work, Father?
It work? People need to bring a plate. Do they need to pay? Is it free? If anyone wants to come there,
we'll ask for something at the end, you know, but that's not important, you know, because we just have water and lemonade and some coffee, and they bring everything. It's wonderful.
So people bring their food. It's like a potluck?
Yeah. It's something like you did over, I think, at Bart a couple of years ago, you know, and it worked pretty well. Something like that.
Okay.
You know, with the spiritual component.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm still curious about the migrant camps.
Excuse me?
I'm still curious about the migrant camps that you were talking to me before, and I wonder who are involved in those, how many people you reach out to, since when you have been doing this.
Yeah, I prefer not to mention that the camps have names, but I prefer to say that there are camps in Marlboro, Hurley, Platico, Gardner, New Paltz, and Highland. Everyone knows last year, this was very impressive, I think. Stephen Colbert, he went to one of the big camps in this area, and he did a skit.
Yes.
You know, it was very, very powerful, in the sense that he said at the end, tell to the boss, can I do this work? Would you hire me? And the boss said, well, no. So then he made that point about, you know, migrant people are doing work that other people really can't or won't do. It was very, it was funny also.
So
we go to the camp, I think, where he went. We'll have mass. Like next Sunday, we'll have a mass there at 7:30 at night, you know. And we go to the other places too. There used to be a lot more. Years ago, when I was here as a student, Puerto Ricans, we only meet migrant workers in the area, and we would go to the camps up near Ellenville and Napanoc and so on. But now, you know, Puerto Ricans are assimilated into the, pretty much, you know, so it's Mexicans, Hondurans, Salvadorans, Dominicans up this way, I don't know, but I've met more Hispanics than I ever met when I worked in Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico, here in the States. You know, I worked 10 years in the Bronx before I came up to Azopas. So,
A migrant camp, Father, is it's like a neighborhood where the Mexican workers live in a farm, or how can you describe an immigrant camp?
Yeah, it's a lot of migrants will just be work in the south in the area of Orlando for maybe half the year and different orange and other things, and then come here pretty much last month and work for apples or corn. Big thing is corn around Hurley, and that's a lot of work, and that'll go up until probably October, and then they will we'll go back down south. So they make a distinction between migrants who work from place to place, pretty much staying in the United States, and those who go back to the country. But there are migrant peoples that are here all year round, and they're working in packing plants, the apples. It's a process that goes on even into the winter. Sometimes in the winter we'll do the posadas, to some of the places in Marlboro and Highland. That's a great Mexican custom, One time we had the posada in one of the packing houses, and I got pneumonia after it. It was so damp. It was a lovely night, but it was really damp and cold.
So this event is this Saturday from 1 to 8:30 p.m. at Mont Saint Alphonsus.
That's the 16th.
Oh, Saturday the 16th. So next Saturday, right. Which is on 9W, on Route 9W on Esopus Town.
It's a big sound, Mont Saint Alphonsus. There's two. If you miss the one, you'll see the other. Our north and south ends is at Mont Saint Alphonsus Retreat Center.
So a community event for the Latinos or whomever wants to come who speaks Spanish, basically.
Sure. Yeah. Bring your own food. Bring lots of it.
All right.
Thank you so much, Father Martin Dilly, a missionary from Mont San Alfonso's. He's going to be doing this with Father Tomas Travers. Sounds exciting.
It sounds very exciting. It's